April 2007. When I was 17, I lost my virginity, discovered drugs, went to my first funeral. Last year, went to a fancy dress party. That's a joke from a comedian I saw recently. The woman in Tesco today goes, "Have you got a club card?" And I go, "No, love, I'm sorry, I think I've lost it."
"Ah, listen to me. I sounded like a computer just then, didn't I? Have you got a club card? Oh dear, listen to me."
Yeah, it's like those self-service machines down there, isn't it?
"Yeah, I'm turning one of them, love. That's what's happening. It's all automatic nowadays."
I hate those machines. They're sinister. I don't like using them. I like human conversation.
"I'll tell you what, those machines over there, they are good, though. You see them down that side? They're new. What you do is you pour all your cash into it, in change, and it gives you a little bit of paper saying how much change you had and how much you can pay with that. It'd be good for a bloke like yourself, that, wouldn't it?"
Yeah, it would. I often have change. Oh, that's interesting. I'll have a look at them, thanks.
"No problem. Have you got a club card?"
The conversation that I had there resonates in my mind as I drive away. How profound a statement. "I feel like one of those machines," she said. That's really the way things are going, isn't it? We're turning ourselves into machines. Not because of some big fucking conspiracy or anything, but actually because we prefer it. Human experiences are awkward and uncomfortable. Machines, binary code, numbers, it's a lot easier. I've mentioned before how much it fucks me up that people will queue in preference for the self-service tills, in preference to a human. Madness, total madness, tells us something very profound about humanity, in my opinion. It really bugs me as I'm driving home. Then I get to thinking, I've heard recently that some of the bigger supermarkets are actually giving cashiers script prompts for their banter with customers. The idea is that they engage you in conversation and they sell you on a new special offer or whatever. I can't say for certain, but I get the feeling that she might have actually been told to say that that change machine was a good thing to me. It's new in the place. She pointed it out. They want people to use it. Why not make them promote it in conversation? Am I just being paranoid? Did a machine tell her to say that? It's the fact it's possible, though, that she might have had that conversation with me because it's part of a script written for her by someone else. That's unsettling. Written for her by a corporation, by a non-corporal entity, in effect. A demon. Conversational spam. Corporate bullshit. Human pop-ups interrupting normal human interactions. My head hurts! This blog is insane. Someone's replied. I can't believe I wrote that. I mean, it hangs together. There's a sort of sense to it, isn't there? Jess says, "I've noticed over the last year or so, a certain supermarket has started to be very friendly and chitty-chatty at the till. They've been trying to engage me in conversation, often by picking out and commenting on a certain product I've bought and saying something like, 'Oh, I had that wine at my sister-in-law's and it was lovely.' Now I'm confused how to respond. Sometimes I'm on a lunch break and I want to be quick, not chat to some complete stranger who's showing fake interest in me because they've been told to at the staff meeting that morning by some muppet of a manager to become my friend, thus making it easier to sell me a car, pension, credit card, bank account, as a byproduct, therefore knowing every single detail about my life, what I earn, eat, spend, save, endless other things. It's starting to get on my nerves. I think it's here to stay. Does make me think an automated life may be the preferable option. We'd get used to it. I do, of course, like people a lot, and to be fair, it's not the puppet on a string whose fault it is. It's just the supermarket's blatant marketing mugging of my time that fucks me off. I don't complain, I just play along with the niceties, but it's easier. Sometimes when I'm in a hurry, I just pretend to be Italian. That usually shuts them up, but leaves me feeling bad and as fake as them." This is 2007. It's from the blog. Oh, look at another one.
"Have you got a club card? Have you got..."